Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, J.P. Connolly and Reno Collier, right after this.
Gee, I sure wish I were a woman, but I can't afford one of those expensive operations.
How many times have you said that? You can dress like a woman and act like a woman, but that package you're carrying around in your briefs gives you away every single time. Well, now, thanks to Frigamall Industries, your troubles are over. Frigamall has taken a good idea one step further. Sir, have you seen the commercial for the famous NADS hair removal system?
Sure.
Good. Let's try it.
Okay.
We'll simply spread on a little paste right here on your amazingly hairy chest.
Huh?
And then instantly pull this patch of hair off your butt.
Let her rip.
Oh, ouch. Oh. Ow.
Hey, boy, that stuff sure took the hair right off. And now my legs, chest, and ass are all looking great.
Frigamall has used the same NADS system in the creation of our new product, Gonads. Simply spread a little paste on your testicles, let it sit for a few moments to work its magic. And then...
here goes nothing.
No!
Hey, it worked! They're gone!
Yes, Gonads instantly removes unwanted male genitalia with only minor discomfort. Gonads! Pick some up today in the ball removal section of your pharmacy. No!
Ouch!
Can I hear the middle part where you say, hey, they're gone, one more time? I'd like to hear that again.
I'm gonna burst an artery.
Here goes nothing.
No!
Hey, it worked. They're gone.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The handsome factor in this room off the charts, wouldn't you say, Christy?
Yes.
See, I got her trained.
Very handsome.
Who would you kiss first? Who would you kiss first?
Ba-boom! Joshy, you're closest.
Oh.
Or Tom.
Already, already, Christy has to go to confession when I said the handsome factor in the room. Okay. Well, we do have some handsome gents in the room.
Yes, we do.
It's kind of a...
all of you are handsome in your own special way.
Oh, no, you ruined it.
Now, as you know...
you ruined it for everybody.
Hang on,
you
I'll
just
take
really,
this.
You know,
thank you.
Each of us mentally, we're stacking ourselves going, well, I'm obviously first, and then when you do that, now it's a participation trophy of handsomeness.
That's right.
Now, we should explain who's
who. Want to hurt anyone's feelings?
The mellifluous voice
well
of
done.
James P. Connolly. James talks kind of like he's the son of Rod Serling. Whenever you say anything, it sounds to me like an episode of The Twilight Zone. Hello, Tom.
Wait, I don't have that kind of breathy sexiness when I address you, but I appreciate that.
No, you can hear it.
I
right
do?
There.
Okay,
It's bubbling under.
It's bubbling. Oh,
there's the very handsome Ace Cosby.
You're hearing
Time to Rock.
Thank you. Oh! He got it in there. He has his own motto, Time to Rock. Chick McGee's...
let's put some ham on that thing!
No, that's Reno Collier's motto. Let's put some ham on that thing.
Reno gave it to him, I thought. Reno?
Yeah, I liked it.
What are you going to use now, Reno?
I got nothing.
Okay. Kissing his sister,
too,
remember?
On it.
What is it? Oh, and cheese. Add cheese. Cheese and ham.
And then we have Christy Lee, of course, and there's Josh Arnold. Got a letter, Josh.
Oh, yeah? What did I say wrong this time?
Nothing.
Oh.
It just says, Logan writes, me and my son were watching Toy Story the other day and couldn't help but laugh because Josh looks just like Al, the Toy Barn chicken guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a resemblance there, for sure, especially when I had the goatee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that, now, is that Toy Story 2?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, they're very good. Let's see.
I always thought he was modeled after Newman from Seinfeld a little bit, too, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it is Wayne Knight doing the voice.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I got that. There you go.
The first time I ever saw you when you walked in the studio was the first thing I thought
of. Yeah, I mean, I definitely had the same sort of hairstyle.
We did a separated at birth thing.
Yeah,
we did.
I may have been a little bigger than... apparently not. I'm still a fat ass. So that's, I mean, I know I'm fat, but
you are not fat.
Your ass is not fat.
That is true.
You're handsome. Remember, you're equally handsome to everyone in this room.
Which
is not true. But that's what she said.
We all have our own redeeming quality.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you.
A lot of letters. You can get in touch with us. I got a big stack of stuff here from the Bob and Tom app, which is free. Please check it out, and you can become a windbag. Join the Junior Windbag Society. Send us a critique of something.
Tom, this does bode well for me because Disney's doing all these live action versions.
The
cartoons. If they do a Toy Story 2 live action, I think
you're in.
I've got to be in the top five.
Sure.
Or leave us like a carnival live show.
Yes.
Small touring company.
Oh, you could do it on
Toy
ice.
Story
Disney
on ice.
On ice. Yes.
I can skate out.
Yes.
Can you skate?
Yeah, you can skate.
Yeah, I'm marginally.
You're a hockey fan. Come on. No,
well, actually, I'm better on skates than you would think.
Okay.
No, you don't know what we're thinking. That's not what I visualize. I'm not going
to
lie.
What's the other part? You'd have to be.
Yeah. You're thinking there's not ice out there thick enough? Is that what we're talking
no,
about?
No, I don't.
Hey, don't owe my own fat joke. It was about me.
Toy Story. There's got to be Toy Story on ice, right? It's got to be.
There probably is.
No, the Disney on ice things, which are always great. Yeah, they'll have some of the Toy Story characters in them. I just saw one. It was terrific.
Woody skates out?
Uh-huh.
No kidding?
They can all skate. They're great. I'd love to get backstage and see how one of those shows works.
Disney?
Do you want to? I don't know.
Do you want to see behind the curtain? There's some guy smoking with the Woody head laying beside him.
Hates knowing tricks, how tricks work.
Yeah, but I find those. I have little kids, so I go to all these things, and I just can't get over how great the people are that do them. The skating is great. And
where do you think all the figure skaters go?
They
got to have a job.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like Cirque du Soleil is full of gymnasts. Where do you think they go?
That's just so sad. You're like the greatest skater in the world. You're also going to be Buzz Lightyear next week on ice.
Right.
But it takes the mask off. It's Tanya Harding.
I believe I can say this to you. A gig is a gig.
That's right.
No, you can't say that to me. However, there are others in the
room. Said the guy working a bowling alley. Hey, lane four. Cool. I got a punchline coming. It happens.
I worked at Six Flags for a couple summers, and I was Foghorn Leghorn, of course, in the Looney Tunes show. I wasn't one of the bums who walked around the park.
That's right.
I was in the show.
Way to separate yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
The bums.
But
there was no audio, though, right?
Right. But there were other people in other shows who were actually, they were not in costume. They would sing and dance.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them got a Disney traveling gig, and everybody, you would have thought they had been cast in the latest Tarantino film.
Oh.
The way everybody's like, "Oh, dude, you're set. You're set."
Well, it's great. It's a gig. You get to travel around.
Yeah, it is. It really is like the upper echelon.
I'd like to see a behind the scenes, maybe a movie about, because there's so many of those troops out there that do various ice shows and other shows like that. Mm-hmm. It'd be really, I mean, they're probably a lot in their 20s, having a great time. There's probably a lot of a lot of interesting activities that go on.
Absolutely.
You're just selling the hell out of this thing right now. Yeah. There's got to be some snacks they have actually.
A lot of interesting
personal hygiene issues.
Yeah. I imagine there's a lot of diversity in many ways.
Sure.
A lot of
sexually diverse.
Orifice-friendly behavior of different types.
Orifice casual.
Any orify like explode or explored? Yeah.
If it explodes, that's apparently the Cinco de Mayo Toy Story. Don't eat the marmot. Let's tie it all in.
All right, try the marmot. I'm here all week.
James P. Connolly,
yes, sir.
Graduate of Harvard University, Marine Corps, USMC,
yes.
Badass.
We'll stop at Marine Corps. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was. But I've never been a physically intimidating man, so I don't really. You know why I don't challenge men to fight? Because they tend to say yes.
I forget the answer to this question. I know we discussed this. Reno, no tattoos.
Yeah. No
tattoos. Most Marines get at least the USMC, no?
Or the Bulldog?
I really love the question you threw at the end.
Do you have
a
tattoo?
I have a tattoo. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah. I do. I got the USMC on my
okay.
right arm.
Okay,
because I got the right arm because I wanted. I figured this way would always ensure that I would keep an arm of substantial man girth. Because if you get the tattoo, there's the pressure to make it look like it could have been a Marine arm. And if you don't, you have the little skinny arm, and someone says you were in the Marine Corps. I say, yes, let me just stretch my skin out to show you my tattoo. So you want to be that guy.
Okay, good.
So you got to have a gun. So that's what, yeah, I got
okay,
that right
well,
there.
Congrats. And when were you in the Marines? What era of?
I was Panama Desert Storm. Mm. And for those of you young listeners out there who don't remember, Desert Storm, shortest war in American history, very tight war, 14 days, whole thing that includes travel time, combat operations, and the parade, all inclusive, 14 days.
Like sandals.
It was very quick. It was like sandals. Exactly.
That's a nice tight war.
It's a tight war. That's how we did it back then. Now, people are, you know, there are people are very friendly, and they're very, you know, thank you for your service. But we can't, as Desert Storm, but we can't swap war stories with like a Vietnam veteran. I mean, what am I going to say? I was in Desert Storm, brother. It was 14 days of hell. Mm. It was hot. It was sandy. Okay, your turn. It's for me, the funny you see, like, they have the hat in the World War II veteran, like, wow, saved the world, and see Vietnam veteran, that's amazing. And then, you know, then the hat stopped for a while because of Desert Storm. We didn't feel comfortable having hats. And then the next war broke out. I'm like, oh, people said maybe we should give them hats. I remember the first time I saw someone with a Desert Storm veteran hat, my first thought was, you made that, didn't you? You made your own hat. And then I saw a Cold War veteran. I'm like, okay, look, we need to, at some point, it's going to say peacetime war veteran. We need to stop. Yeah. Get a hat, earn a hat. Don't make your own hats.
Now, James P. Connolly is hanging out with us. James P.
Yes, sir.
What was your the nature of your duties? Were you a communications officer? Or
no,
something?
I was an infantry officer.
Oh, really?
I was a man on the ground, yes, running around in the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you.
Well, no, it wasn't really good, but thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. No, it was a lot. And remember, I had the pleasure of going overseas with this gentleman on his first tour.
In Iraq.
I went to military. You think your stories aren't tough? I went to a military high school. I get like texts on Veterans Day. It's like, thanks for your service in high school, jackass.
Now, if we have time,
all you saw was Desert Storm.
That's right. Yes, Desert Storm.
The first time I went was with you.
Yeah, and you remember that? We were out there. Unfortunately, what they do is they think it's fun to take the comedians aside and give us weapons to shoot with. And we're out there shooting, and you know, Reno and I were both sitting on top of a Humvee, each of us side by side on a 50 cal. Behind us are the officers in charge of us, other comedians watching us. And so we begin to pull the triggers on these 50 calibers, and Reno and I are having a good time. But someone did not instruct Mr. Collier that if you don't take your finger off the trigger, it just keeps shooting. And at some point, the bullets begin to impact each other.
Oh.
So I'm next to Reno. We're on the turrets, and he's pulling the trigger, you know, like, it's so beautiful! And all of a sudden, the rounds hit each other. They ricochet, and then one of them shot back between us like a tracer round. And everyone's screaming, ceasefire. And he's like, ah!
Mr. Gatling gun. He's back.
Wow. They're in fire. Like, the guy goes, he didn't say anything about automatic. Yeah, he didn't say it. I had my earphones in or whatever, and he didn't say, he goes, just keep it on semi-automatic. And I had, like, some 18-year-old kid beside me, and I'm like, so there's an automatic? You know, like, I didn't even, and I'm like, gah, 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 gah. And I don't hear anything going on. Then all of a sudden, I ran out of ammo. I stop and look around. Everybody's lying on the ground. And I turn around behind me, and there's a fire.
Oh.
Remember? There was like a little
fire. I remember.
Yeah. Wow. You don't want to be the first comedian that they list as death by friendly fire.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear Reno killed in Iraq? Really? Who did he kill? Fortunately, he was only the feature.
I can tell you this, too. When I was in Africa, I got, doing a USO thing, I got a parasite, and James P. Connolly is a legend in the stomach sickness overseas comedy, because when you were in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I've spent some time down on the, yeah.
I was down too. I'm not
I was down. I was it was so I had my fever was so high that we were in Bagram, and I remember being curled up, just sitting there, not wanting to be a burden on anyone. And the temperature outside was like 136 on the deck, and I had like 100, but I was freezing because it was so hot outside. And I just said, wake me up when they say my name, do the show, and then I crawl back into my hole.
Nothing's worse. Let's get back to the news desk with Christy Lee.
The Navy Federal Credit Union news desk,
Thank you very much.
Yes, we're very proud here.
I have my money.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, mine too.
We have a mine too. We're going to do today in history. On this date in 1877, the first Westminster dog show was held.
Huh. Wow. Yikes.
I didn't realize it had been going on that long.
Well, how many dogs were in it? Five?
I wonder what kind. I wonder how many of those breeds are still out there.
I don't know.
Yikes. There's been the problem with that is a lot of those dogs, they get so inbred.
Yeah, they're not really meant to be.
And
yeah,
trouble
not,
yeah, breathing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure what's had more inbreeding, the Westminster or the Habsburgs. A little history joke for you there.
Yeah, those dogs with the lip.
Yeah.
On this date in 1976, the theme song from
Rocky,
Welcome Back, Cotter, becomes number one.
I know you don't like this, Jake. I really enjoy it. I love this song.
I love this song. Shut up.
Welcome back.
Not even trying to sing.
Dreams were your ticket.
It's a relaxed, mellow.
John Sebastian, one of the most underrated of all songwriters.
I agree. John Sebastian is great.
Summer in the City.
Nashville Cats.
Great songs.
Oh, St. Louis Blues song.
Here's early John Sebastian.
Don't sully the
thank
reputation.
You, Johnny.
No, I hated the show Welcome Back, Cotter, but I love the song.
Welcome back to that same place that you
really?
Well, the names are all
changed. Serious.
I love John Sebastian.
If
I do, too.
If we could just play Greatest American Hero after that, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
I like that song, too.
Yeah, that's great.
Joey Scarborough. Anybody?
No. I like the theme to Barney Miller.
I like the show Welcome Back, Cotter. It ended with a story. I always liked that. Gabe,
my Uncle Ivan or whatever week.
I love
hated that show.
You hated Welcome Back, Cotter?
It's hard to look at Marcia Strassman.
What school in the Bronx had three guys in every class? You know, the reality was there'd be 75 kids in each class.
It's TV. Nobody wants
to focus
look at
on
reality.
A core group.
Come on.
Remember the... Who was the one guy, Horseshack?
Horseshack.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Mr. Cotter.
Remember when he got in that, they did that real boxing thing, not on the show?
Yeah.
The greatest show of all time, celebrity boxing.
And he fought
Danny Bonaducci.
No, it was Danny Bonaducci. No, Danny Bonaducci beat up Greg Brady. No, it was, hold on. No, I'm not kidding.
I want Donny Osmond to fight
drink
somebody.
And okay. Cook out before the show was on.
It wasn't Screech?
It wasn't Screech?
Ooh, might have been, it was Screech. And he said, don't hit me in the face. And they came out and started fighting. And in the beginning, Horseshack didn't hit him. And then Screech like took karate and popped him in the face. And
yeah, that wasn't really a match. It was a hate crime.
Yeah. Danny Bonaducci, I think, fought China.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Is that right? A girl?
Yeah.
Well,
I haven't heard much from China lately.
She's dead.
Yeah. She died.
Oh, that's right. Oh, sorry.
So is Dustin Diamond Screech?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The Black China?
No, the wrestler.
No, yeah.
Sorry, different one.
Mm-hmm. But somebody tried. They were going to get like Gary Coleman and Webster, and somebody's like, "This is it. It's over."
Okay, I want to see.
Wow,
that.
When celebrity boxing jumps the shark,
I want to see that show.
I thought I would have been.
I'm in now. I want to see Webster and Gary Coleman fight.
Is Emmanuel Lewis still with us?
I don't know.
Tonya Harding beat up that Clinton, the girl that messed around with Clinton.
Monica Lewinsky.
No. Before her, Jones.
Oh, Paula Jones.
Paula Jones.
And Tanya Harding. And then...
This show meant a lot to you.
Really it actually... Nobody ever really brings it up. I got so excited. Nobody cared about it when it was...
I thought this topic ended like 30 seconds ago. And then there was that thing.
I saw it opening. No one ever would talk about it.
Luckily, we have the foremost expert on celebrity boxing.
I did, man. I would grill out. It was like a pregame. I loved it.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.